Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Preparing the Accountants of Tomorrow, part one of a two-part series. In today's increasingly global economy, the task of preparing the next generation of accounting professionals is more challenging than ever. Educators need to provide the link between local and global developments to help their students become better accountants, auditors, and financial controllers, just to name a few fields. To further those efforts, Deloitte, in conjunction with the International Association for Accounting Education and Research, launched the Deloitte IAAER Scholarship Program. Now approaching its third year, the program supports promising educators in five emerging regions through mentoring, hands-on learning, and networking opportunities. In this podcast, we'll learn more about how this program helps the educators who are preparing the next generation of accounting professionals. Joining me today are Elmar Ventner, Conrad Grabinski, and Singhia Wichiana. Elmar, who is from Pretoria, South Africa, is an associate professor in the Department of Taxation at the University of Pretoria. Elmar, welcome.
Thanks, Holly. Good to be here.
Next, Conrad is an associate professor with the Department of Financial Accounting at Krakow University of Economics in Krakow, Poland. So, Conrad, glad you could be with us.
Glad to be here.
And finally, Singhia is an assistant professor with the Department of Accounting with the Faculty of Economics and Business at Gajah Mada University in Indonesia. So welcome to you as well, Singhia.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So I think we would all agree that a robust accounting culture is really a critical component for any emerging or transitional economy to grow and compete. And as scholars from regions like that, I'm interested to know where you can get the support and the guidance you need to bring meaningful perspectives into your classrooms. So, Elmar, let's start with you.
Yes, there are quite a number of resources I like to use. Firstly, on the teaching side, as a member of the International Association for Accounting Education and Research, or the IAAER, all the members get free access to the e-version of International Financial Reporting Standards, and that is a very useful resource. But other than that, the International Accounting Standards Board also issues teaching material through the Education Initiative. For example, a guide through IFRS, they also have teaching cases, and I found that those are very well thought out and very nice to use within a teaching context. And then, of course, all of the big four firms, they issue technical publications, which is very insightful and also helpful in preparing teaching material and lectures. I guess then on the research side, what I like to do is just to read the latest literature from top-tier academic peer-reviewed journals. Every so often, I like to scan the index and just see what is the latest research in our field. And then, of course, the conferences that we do attend, like this specific one we all currently at in Florence, that really provides, insight into the cutting-edge research that's currently going on before it actually reaches the printers. So it's also great to be here and to just interact with the researchers and get some ideas and thoughts from them.
Great. Conrad, how about you?
I must admit that this is true also for Poland, that all resources which were mentioned by Elmar, I can add that for us is also a very good resource is the web page of IIS Plus, which is, I think, very complete. There is a lot of very good examples, and for us this is something very valuable. And also I think that the contact with accounting practice, so if you can discuss some problems with financial auditors with people from Deloitte, for example, this is something really valuable, and it can provide meaningful perspective to the classroom. So that's what I can say, what is in Poland.
Singhia, anything to add?
Yes, I I can mention, and I realized that we had so much issue regarding the adoption of iPhones in our country. And one of the things that we consider is about the resources. We don't have many resources to support this adoption of accounting standard. And it is good to join with EWERM and also with this Deloitte Score, because then I can have the information, I can have the access. For example, we become, as an institution, become a member of IWERM, and then we get the resources and direct access into original version of IFRS. So whenever we have, for example, a problem with a translation issue, someone can directly access what is actually mentioned in the original version of the accounting standard. And in addition to that, I also doing a research in the area of the financial accounting, including the adoption of IFRS, with the mentor of outstanding score, then there are a lot of feedback input, so I can done a high quality of accounting research, and this research should be able to be used for the policy maker, and also to be used by students to try to go deeper with all these issues relating to accounting standards. So yes.
Interested to know how your respective universities connect with the professional community, and how does that help you build a stronger accounting culture? Conrad, do you want to start us off?
Yes, I think that the connection to the accounting practice is very important. So at my home university, we have a long-term relationship with bodies like ACCA or CIMA or Deloitte or with Polish Accounting Association. So it allows us to change our program, to adapt our program to the challenges of the modern world. And now our students can benefit from this cooperation. They have exemption from examination of ACCA and CIMA. We have something like Deloitte Academy at our university, so our best graduates can go directly to the best Big Four companies like Deloitte, for example. And this is also very good incentive for our students. Also, we have a very long-term relationship with Polish Accountant Association, because we believe that modern accountant must be independent, because IFRS imposed on us to give professional judgment, and it means that we must be very highly trained, and that also that ethical issues are very important now to defend our profession. So this is my view on this subject.
And Singhia, how is your university connected?
Yes, we receive AHA accreditation from the accreditation body, and one of the standards required by this accreditation body is require us to have a strong link network with industry as well as funding population. And based on this, they push every lecturer to have a connection with the accounting profession. And now I have a position to help this accounting profession to disseminate all the information about the adoption of accounting standard to industry and to regulator or related party. And one thing that really interesting to mention is that every month or once in a month, I need to meet regularly with this implementation team, and they comprise of partner of public accounting from including from Deloitte, PwC, and us, and yeah, come together to discuss the current issues in an accounting profession under this issue. And then after that, we can deliver all this information correctly to public. And so a lot of activity involving this accounting provision so far. And they also, and this activity fully supported by the university.
Okay, and in Pretoria, Elmar.
Thanks, Ali. Yes, we have a great relationship with the professional community, and I would like to give three examples of how we connect with the profession. Firstly, we like to involve the future employers in our students' development through experiential learning assignments. So to give you one example, for one assignment, our students need to apply for a job. So they need to prepare their CV and do an interview. And we do get professionals in, for example, from the Big Four firms to actually sit in on these mock interviews and to provide the students with feedback on their CVs and their interview skills. As another example, our students need to tender in one of their assignments for a large project with a future client. And once again, we get the future employers, i.e. the professionals, in to actually act as client in these assignments and to give feedback to our students. So that's a great way for our students to actually engage with real-life scenarios and to just get a feel for how things really work in practice. As a second example, this year we assisted one of the Big Four firms in evaluating the transparency of tax disclosures of the top 50 firms in terms of market capitalization on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And the top performing firms were honored at an award ceremony. And once again, we also used this project as an assignment for our students. So we actually asked them to evaluate the quality of the transparency of disclosure. So once again, it provides them with a very good feel for disclosure practices and how it works. And then finally, Deloitte sponsored two of our honors students to present their research at a conference in Germany. And you can just imagine what a great experience that was for two emerging scholars from South Africa to do that.
So, and I'd like to hear now from each of you about your experiences with the IAAER program and how it's helped you to become a better educator. So, Singhia, can you start us?
Yes. Since I joined with the Deloitte a score in August 2013, then I just involved directly with the research and mentor and providing continuous research activity. And I had one presentation at the San Antonio last February, and it was a good experience in terms of and the detail of the research and the quality of the research, and I can bring back to my home country and then talk to the student how we need, how we pursue research, and then how we need to refer to the high quality literature, and also this helped me a lot in terms of connecting between accounting provision, academic, and industry all together to become one. Because since after I joined, then I did encouraged to see Floyd Indonesia, and I met with Mr. Danilo Kantara and Ms. Elisa Tanara, practice manager leader, and we just discussed together what a potential collaboration we have between Indonesian Deloitte and Gajah Mada University. And then finally we come up with so many activities after that, including the first visit from Deloitte Jakarta to Indonesia last month, and then it's continued with a momentum of understanding about all this activity. And and in the future, we have a two program issued by Deloitte Jakarta, and we fully support this program to help to get our best students to join with this Deloitte Indonesia as part of internship or as part of potential leader and potential employee for Deloitte. And this is just at the beginning, and we have so much parent activity on 2015. Yes.
Okay, and Elma.
Well, I think one of the problems I always experienced as a scholar from an emerging economy, and especially as a researcher from an emerging economy, is that I felt isolated and disconnected. And that's really where the Deloitte IAAER program has brought new hope for me. And I think, you know, as one of the scholars of this program, it has enabled me to participate in elite conferences like this one we currently have in Florence, to share ideas with emerging scholars that's in a similar position than myself, and really to access mentorship from the leading scholars in the accounting and finance field. And I think the important thing about this program is that it should not just stop with the five scholars. We have a responsibility to really bring what we learn back to our own countries and to create a ripple effect or multiplier effect to advance accounting scholarship in our own countries. So I would really like to thank Deloitte and the IAAER for this wonderful initiative and for really, for myself, a career-changing event.
Great. And Conrad?
I must say that this program has really changed my professional life, and it's like opening the window for the international cooperation. And I am very lucky to be in this program, so I would like to express my gratitude to Deloitte. And I think that this program has impact not only on me, but also in all my department, my university, so other people from my department can benefit from this program as well. And, you know, we have access to the best top accounting researchers. We can discuss with other scholars our problems, which are very similar, so it was very astonished for us that in Brazil, South Africa, Poland, Indonesia, and Romania, we have very similar problems, and we can discuss about these problems and how to overcome these problems. So I must say that this is something very, very extraordinary what happened to us, and let it be that we are not the only one who benefit from this problem.
Right, and I love the analogy of the ripple effect. I think that is really, it's very meaningful here, because all of you are going to take this information back to your home countries and really grow the profession in your classroom. So that's wonderful. So I'd like to thank all of you for sharing your thoughts today and for everything you're doing to help prepare the next generation of accounting professionals. To learn more about the IAAER Scholarship Program, please visit www.deloitte.com/IAAER. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.